Welcome back to AI Daily. Today, we're diving into the recent exodus of key figures from OpenAI's safety research teams. Miles Brundage, head of the AGI readiness team, is the latest departure, citing constraints on his research and a concerning internal culture. This follows the dissolution of the super-alignment team just months ago. So, is this a sign of OpenAI shifting priorities away from safety?
It's certainly raising eyebrows. Brundage's comments about limitations on publishing and feeling pressured to conform to an internal narrative are troubling. These departures, coupled with the disbanding of dedicated safety teams, paint a picture of perhaps a company prioritizing rapid development and commercialization over the meticulous, potentially less profitable, work of ensuring AI safety.
Especially with AGI, we're talking about a technology that could fundamentally reshape our world. Shouldn't safety be paramount, even if it slows down the release of the next viral chatbot?
Absolutely. Brundage himself stated that neither OpenAI nor the world is ready for AGI. These departures, especially of leading voices in AI safety, suggest a potential blind spot within OpenAI, a belief that technological progress alone will solve the immense challenges AGI poses. This raises the question, who is left to advocate for robust safety measures within OpenAI if these experienced voices are leaving?
So shifting gears from internal struggles to a broader perspective, the Biden administration just released a national security memorandum on AI. It's being touted as setting guardrails for how agencies like the Pentagon and intelligence community use this technology. What's your take on this, especially given the concerns we just discussed about potential corporate blind spots regarding safety?
It's certainly a step in the right direction, acknowledging that AI's impact extends far beyond generating catchy songs or writing code. The memorandum addresses critical areas like nuclear weapons and asylum decisions, explicitly stating that AI should not have autonomous control in these domains. This is crucial for maintaining human oversight and ethical considerations, especially as AI systems become more sophisticated.
Right. The document seems to emphasize keeping humans in the loop, which is reassuring. But how enforceable are these guidelines, especially considering the rapid pace of AI development? And what happens if the next administration has a completely different stance on AI regulation?
That's the million-dollar question. The memorandum relies heavily on agencies conducting studies and implementing safeguards, many with deadlines extending beyond Biden's term. This makes it vulnerable to shifts in political will. Additionally, regulating a field as dynamic as AI is like trying to hit a moving target. By the time a regulation is in place, the technology may have already evolved. It necessitates a flexible and adaptive approach, perhaps involving independent oversight bodies and continuous dialogue between policymakers, researchers, and industry leaders.
Tesla's latest earnings call was a wild ride, as usual. Elon Musk seems more focused on the long game than ever, almost dismissing the idea of a traditional $25,000 EV. What's your read on this strategy, especially with the ambitious timelines for robo-taxis and the Cybertruck?
It's classic Musk, playing 4D chess while everyone else is struggling with checkers. He's betting big on autonomy being the defining factor, not just for Tesla, but for the entire auto industry. His point about cost per mile being the true metric makes sense in a world where robo-taxis could become commonplace. But it's a huge gamble, assuming they can actually deliver on the tech and navigate the regulatory hurdles.
Right. And the regulatory landscape is fragmented at best. Musk even appealed for a federal approval process for autonomous vehicles, which shows you how complex this is going to be. But then there's the question of the Tesla network itself. They're talking about opening it up to other EVs for charging, and potentially even letting people add their own cars to the robo-taxi fleet. If they pull it off, it could be a game changer.
Absolutely. Imagine a Tesla-powered transportation network with their own vehicles, charging infrastructure, and a fleet of autonomous taxis fed by both Tesla and potentially even competitors' cars. It's a bold vision, but one that could solidify their dominance in a future where transportation is electric, autonomous, and potentially a subscription service rather than individual ownership. It's disruptive on a scale we haven't seen since, well, the early days of Tesla.
Speaking of bold moves, NVIDIA's teaming up with Reliance to build AI infrastructure in India, is a huge development. Jensen Huang's statement about India manufacturing its own AI is telling. It speaks to a larger trend of data localization and the desire for technological sovereignty.
Absolutely. We've seen similar moves in China, and it makes sense for India to follow suit. They have the technical talent, a massive market, and a government that's increasingly focused on becoming a tech powerhouse. This partnership with NVIDIA gives them access to the most advanced AI chips and expertise, which is crucial in the race for AI dominance.
And it's not just about hardware. NVIDIA is also partnering with Indian companies on software and services, including developing a Hindi large language model. That's significant because it shows a commitment to building AI solutions tailored to the Indian market, rather than just importing Western technology.
Right. Language is crucial for AI adoption, especially in a country as linguistically diverse as India. A Hindi language model could unlock a whole new world of possibilities for AI applications in areas like education, healthcare, and customer service. This move by NVIDIA recognizes the importance of localizing AI, and it'll be interesting to see how this impacts the development of the Indian AI ecosystem.
This brings us to another interesting development in the AI infrastructure space. Liquid Web's new GPU hosting service. They're really emphasizing flexibility and affordability, which seems to be a direct response to the concerns about GPU costs and availability.
It's a smart move. The demand for GPU compute is through the roof, and not everyone can afford to build their own data centers or wait months for hardware. Liquid Web's offering caters to that need for agility, especially for startups and smaller companies that need to scale their AI projects quickly.
And they're not just targeting the little guys. Their emphasis on bare metal options and the ability to customize performance suggests they're going after enterprise customers as well. It'll be interesting to see how they compete with the major cloud providers in this space.
Competition is always good for the consumer. It drives innovation and hopefully brings prices down. Liquid Web's focus on performance optimization, claiming up to 15% better performance on their on-demand servers compared to virtualized environments, is a bold claim. But if they can deliver, it could be a game changer.
Indeed. And their decision to offer both on-demand and reserved pricing models gives customers more control over their costs, which is something we haven't seen a lot of in the GPU market. So, this report on AI in career counseling really struck a chord with me. It highlights a fascinating paradox. Students are turning to AI for guidance, yet a significant number lack access to human counselors. It's like going to WebMD for a diagnosis instead of seeing a doctor.
Absolutely. It speaks to the accessibility of AI tools like ChatGPT. Students can get instant, personalized advice, which is appealing, especially if they're hesitant to approach a counselor or face logistical barriers. But it also raises concerns about the quality and comprehensiveness of that advice. Can AI truly replace the nuanced understanding and empathy of a human counselor?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? The report mentions that many counselors in India are already integrating AI into their practice, primarily for administrative tasks. This could free them up to focus on more complex issues, like managing parental expectations or addressing students' individual needs.
It's a promising development, but the student-to-counselor ratio remains a concern, particularly in countries like India. And let's not forget the digital divide. Not all students have equal access to technology or the digital literacy to navigate these AI tools effectively. We need to ensure equitable access to both human and AI-powered guidance.
Well said. This report is a wake-up call. We're on the cusp of a major shift in career counseling, and it's crucial that we approach it thoughtfully. We need to invest in training for counselors, bridge the digital divide, and develop ethical guidelines for AI in this field. The future of work is evolving rapidly, and our guidance systems need to keep pace. That's it for today's show. Thanks for listening.